This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third
Watch. You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, if you got a car loan out there, a large number of Americans are now what they call upside down in their auto loans. Used car prices are starting to go down. And folks, again, I mean, is this the Joe Biden America you want to live in? I mean, are these the great economic indicators that are wonderful and we should just go 4 more years? Everything's fine. And I'm just not even scratching the surface, obviously. But folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number 2, officially launching, officially heading and making its way to the stratosphere this morning so we get our bird's eye view of the entire United States of America as we go across your radio dial. And once again, we're glad to be with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And if you'd like to send us a direct message, simply head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And we got a couple of new cool things over there, easier ways to listen to the program. Thanks to our friends at GCN that distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. Thanks to everybody at GCN who works so very hard for the program. Welcome to everybody, of course, on our home station of AM 860, The Answer. And by the way, later on, we're going to be talking with Brandon Rimes, also Patrick Hyland. All this happens starting at the bottom of hour number 4, which is the 5 o'clock hour, 5:30 a.m. essentially. Patrick Hyland and, of course, Brandon Rimes both host programs on AM 860, The Answer. So we'll be talking some sports, and we'll also be talking some economy, some real estate with Brandon Rimes. Especially with what's going on in real estate right now, with the interest rates the way they are and so forth, it's very touch and go, shall we say. And later on, of course, we'll be talking at the tail end of this hour, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Also then Chris Markowski in hour number 3 as well, Watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. So it is chock full. Everybody, and we're glad that you're there this morning. Well, we do want to tell you a little bit more. In hour number 1, we mentioned about the Supreme Court letting the Texas law stand for now, where they can go and arrest suspected illegal aliens who have come across the border and arrest them and deport them, essentially. So obviously a blow to the Biden administration, to the nefarious plans of the Biden administration about these things. And that is definitely going to be a very interesting thing to see play out here. I think most of them, you know, by the way, the Supreme Court's got to make its decisions, and they see that this is running through the courts. So instead of freezing the law the way I think another judge had done, they're allowing it to proceed until these things run through the courts. So there will be another ultimate decision, of course, at some later date. But right now, it stands. And right now, a majority, I believe, of the American people support what Texas is doing because they see just how ridiculous it is for the administration to just abrogate its responsibility in favor of its political agenda. It's so obvious, and it's so so easy to spot. And I think the administration needs to they're going to have to deal with this as well, this political aspect of it. But in this first segment here, and we'll probably talk a little bit more as we go into the next segment, this judgment against Donald Trump, this ridiculous judgment, of course, this from Newsmax. Dershowitz says the $464 million judgment against Trump is intended to prevent an appeal. Well, that's exactly, I completely concur with Alan Dershowitz on this. There is no reason other, you know, other than to prevent an appeal, to make it so onerous on Donald Trump to be able to get to the next step in the legal process that you just impose an impossible threshold. Well, he's a billionaire. He should be able to do that, this kind of thing. Well, we got some interesting quotes from Mark Cuban, who's no Trump supporter, by the way, about that. So this again from Newsmax. Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax on Tuesday that the $464 million judgment against Donald Trump in the New York civil fraud case is unconscionable and unconstitutional and is designed to prevent the former president from being able to appeal. It encourages lawless judges to simply impose fines that are so high that nobody can ever get the bond to appeal. And it means they preclude themselves from being reversed on appeal. Folks, what are we being warned about all the time? Oh, here comes Donald Trump. He's going to impose an authoritarian regime. He's going to ruin our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. And what's happening right here? Something that sounds pretty authoritarian to me, right? Something that is, again, I'll just flip the script. If this was being done to Barack Obama as a former president, and he would go try to appeal this bench trial decision, but you put onto Barack Obama an impossible bar of financial, bond that he could never make in a million billion years. And then you know what the outcry would be? This is unfair. Well, that's exactly what's happening right here. So if you flip the script or not, fair is fair, right? Let's listen in a little bit to Jonathan Turley about this whole thing. Let's listen in.
We don't want collateral. We don't want things to put up. We don't want properties. We want cash to put up. So therefore, we're at an impasse. What are the options for the former president?
Well, this is obviously a situation where you don't have any good options, including getting the bond itself. And remember, if you get the bond, you still lose considerable amount of money on the cost of the bond. And this creates a sort of perverse incentive for judges like this one, who comes up with this astronomical, in my view, ridiculous level of
in everybody's view. Nobody thinks that number is good.
Right, but in order, basically his position is, in order to get any other judge to look at what I've done to you, you've got to come up with basically $500 million just to appeal. It's like a judge saying, I'm going to take your house away, but you can appeal my decision, you just have to sell your house in order to do it.
Very well put by Jonathan Turley. He was quoted there on Fox and Friends. And folks, when we come back, we'll continue because, again, this is not right. Stay right there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As we make our way through the Wednesday edition, we're glad to know that you're out there. We're glad to be here. By the way, folks, this is the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. So I just want to make sure I say it so that you know, because I'm telling you this, there are so many important things happening in our country, in our world, in our society, and that's what we talk about each and every morning right here on the program, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And once again, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got all of our live links right there. We got our GCN live link. That's really cool because you can hear the program when we're live. And when we're not live, it plays the previous program. We've got all other kinds of great stuff there at KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can also send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. So again, this particular judgment against Donald Trump is an obvious ploy to make a hurdle that's so high that literally nobody could really jump over it. So again, if this was being done to a Democrat or just anybody else, I mean, it would be a much more obvious thing to see. But this is what the far left and the Democrat Party elite want you to believe. They want you to believe that they are protecting you from Donald Trump and that now the end justifies the means. I mean, we can't say it any more plainer than that. And so obviously there's some real nefarious actions that are going on here right now. Let's listen in here briefly to Kevin O'Leary. We heard Jonathan Turley just right before he went to the break. And his example was that if I'm the judge and I take away your house, but then I tell you have to pay this, but you need to sell your house to do it, obviously that is not possible. So it's a similar kind of thing in the sense that the judge is setting up a virtually impossible thing to have happen. And I would argue knowingly so. That's my opinion. I think they did this on purpose because it's Trump. And it's okay. It's see how okay it is to throw the Constitution or to throw, traditional legal procedure or reasonable, imposition of fines in any case, just because it's Donald Trump. He's a special case, right? Special case. Well, let's listen in to Kevin O'Leary. Mr. Wonderful, he was on Larry Kudlow's show, and Mr. Wonderful, of course, from Shark Tank. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know that Kevin O'Leary is a Trump supporter in the traditional grand sense, you know, but listen to what some of these people are saying that are business people that see this for what it is, regardless of political persuasion. And that goes to my point earlier. These are the kinds of things we've lost and we need to get back. We need to be able to have some kind of common ground where you can sit down and have dinner with Alan Dershowitz, and you probably won't agree on every single thing, but you might agree on many of the most basic fundamental things that make our country what it is and make it free. And also, of course, the love of the law. And it's getting to the point now where now it's like, well, you know, you're just my enemy. You know, it just doesn't work that way, because what's happening is you have, I think, powers that be, as it were, that love to see everybody at each other's throats. They want people to tear their neighbor down. They want everybody to absolutely be so separated from their community that it makes it so much easier. It's the old things, divide and conquer. It's divide and conquer. So again, let's listen to Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, talking about this Trump decision or Trump fine.
I don't know if you've ever been in a pickle like this with this mob justice, as Jonathan Turley calls it. But if you were Mr. Trump, what would you do? How would you proceed right now? What are you thinking?
Well, I think this case is not about Trump anymore, although he is in a pickle, as you suggest. But I think this is an assault on the American brand, mm-hmm. when you think about it. The reason we're the number one economy on earth is that we're able to attract capital from all around the world that knows that we have a system, a court system, that protects property rights, and there's an appeal system in place. And so when you get into a situation like this, everybody makes the assumption that there will be an appeal here, but it seems because of the size of this penalty against this infraction, whether they don't match up, it doesn't make sense, that he can't get an appeal. And I think what everybody's asking for in the financial services industry, not just domestically, is when are the adults coming into this situation?
Yeah, okay, stop right there. You know, I got to tell you, I just love Mr. Wonderful. I've always enjoyed watching him on Shark Tank. And I've often thought, too, you know, I don't think I'd really want to pitch anything. You know, I don't know. I don't have an idea or anything like that for a business. But he's very, very he's just right to the point. And I get that. And he has that ability to be able to see it for what it is. He knows what he could do with it, and whether or not he's going to make an offer or he's going to pass. And I appreciate that about him so much. He's very decisive because he has a vision of what this product is, or if it's viable or not. Right? I think that's really a very interesting show. But listen to what he was saying. It's an attack on the American brand. So there you go. See, there is a larger issue here, a larger problem that's happening. Because how does he define that again? The idea that capital would want to come here, that we'd have a court system that you can work your way through when necessary, and that you could go to an appeal. But then he starts talking about the idea that, well, now you can't even get an appeal because of this, you know, this fine that doesn't even begin to match up. So that's where it is, folks. See, that's a much larger thing. You start to destroy the American brand. You destroy the reason why people would want to come to that shining city on a hill. Why would you do that? Why in the heck would you do such a thing? And so, yes, I agree with Kevin O'Leary. I don't think this is about Trump anymore. This seems to be a much larger thing. And as we've heard, including Kevin O'Leary and others, they're not going to invest in New York. Why would you? When this is what's happening there. This is, and as we didn't hear from in the Jonathan Turley audio clip, but he did call it mob justice, right? He did use that term to describe generally what people see this as. And if that's going to be the case, what it means is if I step out of line and I don't have that political lip service or persuasion, or if I have a different notion and I make that known, and I'm not in line with the Democrat Party elite, or we could shorten it, right? Just the party elite. For if the party elite frown upon you, then you could be a huge real estate mogul. But yet you'd also be a hair's breadth away from losing it all because they can do that. So I'm not trying to be, and by the way, I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. I'm actually looking at this from this perspective. This is a very, very scary kind of a thing. Let's listen back a little bit more to Kevin O'Leary.
When is there going to be someone who says, okay, this is not good for the American brand. This is not good for the brand of New York. This case goes well past Trump's presidency if he's elected, or this attorney general's mandate. We're making case law that is I don't have a better word other than to say it's un-American.
Mob justice. John Sterling called it mob justice.
But don't you think...
Here in New York, it's a Democratic mob, Kevin. I know you don't want...
I know. I understand it's partisan to you, Larry.
But that's what you're saying. That Democratic mob is wrecking the American brand.
So there you have, again, Larry Kudlow talking with him. And if you notice, too, Kevin O'Leary's trying to tiptoe around some of these politics. So I think that's even makes his statements even more powerful, because he's not coming at this from a quote unquote partisan perspective. He's looking at it from a business perspective, and he sees the great damage that's being done. And I do think obviously there's a partisan agenda going on here, but when you got people who aren't necessarily for Trump and they're decrying this whole thing, you know it's a huge setup, right? Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Hour number two is flying by.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The senior generals responsible for overseeing the deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan appearing before Congress Tuesday. Mark Milley is the former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that that decision came too late.
The testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee comes in the wake of a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in 2021 that claimed the lives of 13 American service members. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing. Administration officials are actively pursuing an agreement to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas and to increase humanitarian aid flowing to Gaza. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in. He will begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility. Navarro found guilty of contempt of Congress last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to send us a direct message this morning, do love to hear from you. And we've got a lot more to tell you about as we continue through hour number two here in the broadcast. Next segment, we've got another great song lined up. And we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. She'll be with us at the tail end of hour number two here and then with us for the majority of hour number three. Then we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So we just keep churning throughout the overnight hours in America. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. But here's something we're not too glad about, and that is, again, the ongoing problems at the border. Now, can you imagine, too, what this the Supreme Court decision to temporarily allow the Texas law to arrest and deport those suspected of coming across the border illegally, to let that continue, that improves our national security virtually overnight. I realize it's in terms of the large picture, but you got to start somewhere, and we don't know how many people have come across the border. We just have no real clue. And that, my friends, is not acceptable. But at the very least, thanks to what Texas is doing, we now have the ability to at least make a start with that. And I think that's very important. Now, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, who was testifying the other day up on Capitol Hill with a very chilling talk about ISIS and ISIS-related individuals that could come across the southern border. He's also now been talking with Jason Crow about this. He's a Democrat at the House Intelligence Committee hearing just recently. This is Christopher Wray talking about the idea of the organizations invoking war with Hamas and calling for attacks on the United States. Let's listen in.
Director Wray, you said earlier in the hearing that there is a veritable rogues gallery of terrorist organizations who have now articulated threats against the United States recently, and that there's been a surge of those threats, including among groups who previously don't get along. They've kind of found common cause against threats in the United States. What's causing that surge in threats?
So these are all foreign terrorist organizations that have leveraged the conflict in the Middle East as their excuse to serve as a rallying cry to their followers.
Meaning the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza?
Correct.
So that war is causing a surge in threats against the United States?
Correct.
Okay, and in what way? Like, how are they leveraging it? Could you provide more detail?
Well, it varies a little bit depending on the organization. But, for example, we've seen Al-Qaeda call for its most specific call for attacks against the United States in, I think, the last 5 years. And so they're invoking both Hamas's success, brutal, horrifying, unacceptable success on October 7th, and the conflict, of course, that's then emerged as Israel's tried to defend itself.
Does that include the number of civilian casualties in Gaza? Has that been a part of the...
So you see where this particular representative is going, and that's a Democrat, Jason Crow. But I would resist the notion that, in other words, in my opinion, I think where all this is going is to say, well, you see, we're supporting Israel. Israel's doing the wrong thing, and therefore it's blowing back on us. And if we just... and again, this is just my speculation here of where this would be going. And that is, well, this is blowing back on us. And so we better kind of stop our grand support for Israel. But I don't think that that's really the way to go. Because guess what? Guess what? The terrorist groups already hate us. We talked about this with our good friend Frank Silvato, who's, as I understand, feeling much better and is going to be back with us on Friday in this regular time slot with us. So get well soon, Frank, of course. And I know he's got a lot of great well wishes out there, by the way. And they look at Israel as the, quote, little Satan, and they look at the United States as the, quote, big Satan, and this is how they view it. And so no matter what, they're still going to hate us. We absolutely have to be able to live in a world of reality in which these things are happening. It's not going to be the case that if we just, you know, dial back our support of Israel, or if we run out, as Charles Schumer did, and call for new elections and say Israel's all wrong and Bibi Netanyahu has got to go, and that somehow all these groups are going to go, well, you know, we kind of had it wrong about the United States. No, that's not it at all. The only path through this is to do everything possible to eradicate Hamas. The only path through this is to be strong and to also, because of what Director Wray was talking about the other day at the southern border, we absolutely have to make sure that we turn off all of these different avenues by which terrorists can enter the country to begin with. Heck, in the first hour, we had a story about Iran looking to do cyber attacks on the nation's drinking water infrastructure systems. So this is ongoing. This doesn't get dialed up and dialed back because we're nice to Israel today but mean to them tomorrow. You know, this it just doesn't work that way, in my opinion. So, yes, I'm sure there are calls for attacks on the U.S. by other terrorist organizations who are saying because Israel's at war with Hamas, that suddenly the Americans are now going to be very scared of us because we're going to start banding together. Well, you know, we've already got your number to begin with. We already know the story. We know what this movie looks like and how it goes. So I think Christopher Wray was trying to, I think in this case, kind of do his best. But again, political agendas have no place in trying to protect the integrity of our own security and that of our staunch ally. Because I'm telling you, you know, you actually have people calling for the destruction of an entire group of people, of a country on the face of the earth, and it is treated with such, ridiculous non-seriousness that it just boggles your mind. It absolutely, absolutely does. Well, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And as I said, we got another great song lined up next hour as we go forward here on Rewind Wednesday. And I think you'll like it very, very much. And I hope that you can stay tuned for us for that here coming up next segment, of course. And meanwhile, of course, now you've got all kinds of problems happening because of these big blue cities, these big blue states. I saw an article earlier today, by the way, in California, they want to have the exit tax. But don't worry if you don't have a worth or make upwards of $50 million or something, you may not get stung by the exit tax. But this is where it's going now. For example, if you wanted to leave New York, and I don't know that they have an exit tax there, but in California, they are proposing this. It's very serious. It's not some cockamamie thing. It's very serious. The idea that you would want to take your business and go somewhere else where it's going to be more conducive to being successful, and California says, nope, we're going to claw back a certain percentage of your wealth because you know why? Because we'll have budget shortfalls. Because we got to budget more than we have, and we're going, and by the way, what a great campaign thing. Well, we're going to make these rich people pay their fair share, even if they don't live here anymore. So what I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. It is absolutely crazy. But it's dealt with the utmost reverence, right? In Sacramento, it's dealt with the utmost reverence that, California, you'll never be rid of California is the message there. So I don't know. Well, if you're less than $50 million, I guess you could walk out and they don't care. But I got to tell you, folks, that's not the way to run a railroad, is it? Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Hour number two continues to fly by. Stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Through the shadows, dark and shade.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing to race through and rocket through this Wednesday edition of the broadcast. And whatever you're doing this morning, we hope that you've got some great plans today and things are going smoothly for you in the overnights across America. And, of course, if you're a first responder, if you're in law enforcement, we completely support you. We're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're listening. And you can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and leave us a direct message. Let us know that you're there. We sure appreciate that. And if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're working a shift, if you are, you know, whatever it is you're doing, up with us here in the wee hours of the morning as we go across the overnights. We want to hear from you as well. KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, this, of course, is the part of the program where we love to play a great song and keep you going throughout the morning. And just keep your blood pumping, keep you focused, just a little bit of a something, obviously, to sort of keep things going this morning. And we get a lot of great requests, by the way. And so here we are. We're calling this Rewind Wednesday, thanks to Driver Ron out there. And then also we're going to be coming up here with Throwback Thursday. And we're still coming up with something good for Friday. Friday may just be like a grab bag. Friday might be the weekend. Friday might be, it's going to be something cool. We know that. And we love to get great requests
And you can certainly do that simply by heading over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, let us know where you're listening from as well, because we love to hear from you as well. Okay, so it's time to get into our next song of the Rewind Wednesday here. And, yeah, let's go to a little – this is maybe something you're going to recognize when you hear it. But it was certainly a good hit for a gentleman named John Waite back in the, I think, about the mid-'80s or so. And he had some other great songs, Missing You, things like that. And if I'm not mistaken, John Waite became a naturalized American citizen. If I recall correctly, I seem to recall seeing a story about that once. But this is a great song, and it's called Change.
Talking, and they're saying that you're leaving. You're so unhappy with the way that you've been living. Oh, we always wish for money. We always wish for fame. We think we have the answers. Some things that ever
song, by the way, and yeah, I think he did. He became a naturalized U.S. citizen. He's a pretty cool guy and a really great songwriter. He was with the Babies as well back in the early days, and had some other great hits, like I mentioned, Missing You, songs like that. So we just thought we'd bring it out here on this Rewind Wednesday on the program. Well, once again, folks, so we'll be talking with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience here in just a few moments. And by the way, telephone number, of course, is 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines for Denise at the bottom of next hour if you have a question or comment for Denise. But in the meantime, in the meanwhile, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And as I said, we got a little bit of redesign going on over there. Hopefully it makes it a little more easy to use, a little more intuitive, and all those kinds of great things. So once again, folks, Wednesday edition is just flying by, and we'll take another quick look here at the weather here in just a moment. But again, we didn't see a whole whole lot of precipitation happening around the country. But we do have that light to moderate snow entering into the northern plains midweek, pushing up into the upper Midwest on Thursday. Showers and thunderstorm chances return to the southern plains and western Gulf Coast, by the way. And then also we've got the lake effect snow continues downwind of Lake Ontario before developing low pressure system spreads snowfall east into the northern New England tomorrow. So we've got that happening. So be careful out there, folks. Whatever it is, wherever you are, we want you to get there in one piece. Well, time now to welcome Denise Simon to the program. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, as always, there's no shortage of things to talk about. Real briefly, one of the big stories today, of course, was the Supreme Court letting stand for now that Texas law where they can arrest suspected illegal aliens coming across the border and deport them. The Biden administration obviously, you know, seeing red about that.
Don't get excited.
Yeah, it's only for a temporary period of time till they hear it again.
No. 2 hours after that, a federal appeals court put a stay back on it.
Okay,
so
great.
It won't happen.
Great.
It won't happen. Texas was all prepared to start with it today, and it's over with already.
Well, but this is the Supreme Court. I wonder why that would open
it was
the
pending
Supreme Court.
Appeals.
Yeah.
And so the appeals court just worked a little bit faster, and so that's where we are. So
But at the same time, the concept of this seems to be pretty sound. And in fact, that's what the Supreme Court found, at least for temporarily. Again, as you said, it's already been stayed. But the idea is that, you know, there's no governing going on unless Texas steps in, basically.
Precisely. There is no governing. It's ungoverned space.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, and again, this is a part and parcel, though, of the ongoing struggle between whether or not the Biden administration, which is acting purely on a political agenda, and that is to keep this chaos going. I think the American people overwhelmingly have supported what Texas is trying to do.
Oh, they absolutely do. And meanwhile, Governor DeSantis has already said if one Haitian sets foot any place in Florida, including Key West, sending them to Martha's Vineyard is on the table.
Okay.
He's already putting Martha's Vineyard on notice.
We can commandeer a cruise ship here or there to do that, I suppose.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, it's really quite remarkable to me that now the State Department has said that they will see if they can use helicopters to lift what they said it could be in excess of 1,000 Americans that are stuck in Haiti.
Well, about time. this is deteriorating rapidly. But what's deteriorating rapidly, unfortunately, is our time in this side of the news. But Denise, stay right there. We're coming right back because we have so much more to tell you about after the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. We are coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.